Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our God, our King, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We thank you that we are able to get together this morning. Father, we thank you so much for the night, last night's rest that you provided us with. We thank you that we're up and we have all activity of our limbs and we are in our right minds. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the TMC call where we can get together to hear a word this morning that we know is going to be powerful. Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who are the founders of the TMC. You're the founder, but they were the instruments you used, oh God, to get this call going over 6 years ago. Oh, Father, we ask that you continue to watch over them and keep them, that you continue to be their guide and be that lamp unto their feet, Lord, and that you continue to shower them with your love and your blessings. And we thank you, oh Lord, for how they give so unselfishly. And we thank you, Lord, for Mama Josie, who I know that is up this morning and giving her marching orders to Dr. Vanessa, but yet Dr. Vanessa is here on the call. So we ask that you continue to bless Mother Josie in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our speaker. We thank you for the D.H. De Leon family because it's because of them that we are even here this morning to even form a call. Father, continue to have your hand of protection over the company, Artist International, Artist Life, and that you continue to have your hand of protection and guidance and wisdom over them. Now, Lord, we thank you for our speaker. We thank you, O Lord, that you've already downloaded a word that we need to hear this morning. Father, whatever their hands touch, let it prosper. Bless the speakers going out and coming in as well as their families. Now we bind that old demon, Satan, in Jesus' name, because he and none of his cohorts have any place on this call, because this call is set by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for our family members who have joined us, and Father, that you keep us in all of our ways today. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, I am going to turn this call over to our host, and as I say to you each and every time we're together, you know I love me some you. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Jackie. Take it away.
Well, good morning, Minister Willa, and we really thank you for your greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful, powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one of you to this call this morning, and I'd like to give you a little foundation on this call. And that is in October 2010, it was founded by the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Weatherspoon. And we have a scripture reference, and that scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And along with that scripture, we have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And our theme for this year is Through Faith in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Willa did so beautifully this morning, or host as I am doing now, or if you'd like to share a word from the Lord, if God has given you a word that you want to share, or you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what you say brought us all together, and that is a phenomenal, phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. It is the common thread that has brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. We are now known as Artist Life, a great company with great products to help the world become healthier. So share this call with your family, your friends, and all that you meet so that their lives will be enriched. If you know someone who is having challenges calling in on the call, there is a bridge number that will allow calling in to the conference calls for free. And that number is 857-957-1147. Again, that number is 857-957-1147. Call that number and follow the prompts to be able to dial in on the call each and every morning. Now, following this call, immediately following this call, is the new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday. It is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business, and it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God-given products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Please call in and learn about this phenomenal company and its phenomenal products. And we have some great leaders that will help enlighten you. So now it's time for our speaker. And I want to get out of the way and bring up our speaker so that we can receive what thus says the Lord. And our speaker this morning is a phenomenal God-fearing woman that trusts in God, believes in God, and follows his instructions. And our speaker for today is Minister Ty Brown. Ty was born in New York City and is currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a BS in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to the seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Personal Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently a PhD candidate in Pastoral Care and Counseling. Ty is also in the process of ordination into the ministry at New Destiny Christian Ministries. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessings is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher. And Christopher is currently seeking his PhD. She is an artist distributor and is looking forward to whatever God has for her next. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what his will is in our lives. She is also an accomplished author with a book, When God Births the Ministry. So please go purchase this book, and your life will definitely be blessed. So at this time, I'd like to bring forth our speaker of the hour with the word that God has placed on her heart. Minister Ty, are you there?
I am here, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my beautiful soldier.
Thank you. Thank you, my beautiful silver fox, for hosting the call and that amazing introduction. Of course, we want to thank the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Their obedience and their yes has brought us here to this place on this day for such a time as this. And I never take lightly coming before the people of God saying, thus says the Lord, because it's not about Kai. It's about what God desires us to hear in the season he desires us to hear it. So we're going to go ahead and get right into the word. And today's message is titled, Are You Being Led by the Holy Spirit or Your Wounds? Now, yesterday afternoon, instead of studying and preparing to give this message the way I thought I should be, I was on Facebook. And as I was perusing all the things on my news feed, I came across this meme that says, Are you being led by the Spirit or your wounds? I was going to move right past the meme, but the Holy Spirit stopped me dead in my tracks. I mean, that meme hit me like a ton of bricks. I had had a conversation with one of my mentors earlier that morning because I had gone completely left and sent a text message that was from, I think, a place of my wounds instead of the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord stopped me, and I was like, okay, you know, cool. I wrote it down. I wrote the meme down and figured I would move on and try and figure out what the message was going to be. But the more and more I tried to come up with a word, the more the Holy Spirit said, I already gave you your word. Stop trying to avoid the subject. And so when I tell you this message is straight from the throne room, it is straight from the throne room. And it's as much for me as it is for anybody else. So I stopped and I prayed right then, because I knew that this message would be taught. I just didn't realize that I would be teaching it today. So as I wrote the title down and I began to seek the Lord, you know, I said, Lord, what exactly are you trying to say? What am I supposed to say? What do you need your people to hear? So I started looking for scriptures on the wounded spirit or a broken spirit or a crushed spirit. Before we go to the scriptures, let me say this. This will be a series. There's no way I'm going to get through all of this today. So here are the things that we will be looking at with Are You Being Led by the Holy Spirit or Your Wounds? The first thing we're going to look at is what is a wounded spirit? The next thing is how do I know if I have a wounded spirit or if I'm operating from a place of woundedness? And then the third thing will be, how do I overcome a wounded spirit? And finally, the fourth topic will be, who's leading who? So as I began to do my study on what is a wounded spirit, I just started, you know, reading scripture and looking on the internet and praying and seeking God. And a wounded spirit is also known as a broken spirit or a crushed spirit. And you'll see that throughout scripture. A wounded spirit is an injury to any area of our soul's faculties, mind, emotion, and will. It is an injury to the unseen area of our very being, the very core of who we are. So that's what a wounded spirit is. It's that thing that has sat and festered that we can't break free from, that thing that has hurt us so deeply that we won't voice it to anyone, that we won't share it with anyone, that we will just, you know, keep that thing to ourselves and you know, just sit in that hurt. Sit in that place where we can't move, where we are so bound that there's no way that we can do what God says. So as I began to search the scripture, Proverbs 18 and 14 says, in the New King James Version, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear it? I started looking at various versions of this scripture, and in the Message Bible, it says, a healthy spirit conquers adversity. But what can you do when your spirit is crushed? The NIV version says, the human spirit can endure any physical sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear it? So see, when you say, what is a crushed spirit? It is a place of unbearable pain, a pain so deep, so real, so heartfelt that it immobilizes you. You can't seem to get past it. It's a hurt so deep that you end up stuck in that place. You can't move. And then you begin to wonder why things aren't going the way you thought they should be, why things aren't happening in your life the way you thought it should. And see, when we're in that place of a crushed spirit, we begin to see things differently. We begin to feel things differently. And we don't necessarily act on what God has given us to act on. Because how can we? Because we become so inward, so pain-focused, that we lose sight of all else. See, and the enemy desires for us to walk around with a crushed spirit or a wounded spirit. Because you can't be being led by the Holy Spirit if you're being led by your wounds. So you really have to step back and evaluate whether or not you're being led by the Holy Spirit or your wounds. See, we have some choices to make. Because when we're operating based on our crushed spirit or our wounded spirit, we can't accomplish those things that God has set out for us to accomplish. See, we've got to allow some healing to go on. We've got to open up those places and allow God to clean them out. We've got to allow God to do some things to heal us. See, God needs us operating from a place of wholeness. So we have to make sure that we are being honest with ourselves. So as I reflected on some of the things I did and said yesterday, the Holy Spirit asked me the question, where were you operating from yesterday? What were you being led by, Kai? And if I'm honest, I was being led by my wounds. And so I had to stop and repent, because I know what the Word of God says, and I know that I'm supposed to allow the Holy Spirit to lead me in those things. So I had to stop, and I mean, I was quite snarky yesterday. I was attitudinal all the way around. But the Holy Spirit began to minister to me, because God desires that I operate and am led by the Holy Spirit. So as I really began to look at this thing, God said, okay, so now that you know what a wounded spirit is, are you operating based on those wounds? Are you letting the Holy Spirit lead? So I had to check me, just like we each have to really do a spiritual health check. I know I say it all the time, but we need to be doing regular spiritual health checks, because if we're not, then we can get beside ourselves and the enemy can use those things. So as I began to look at it, I said, okay, Lord, so now we know that we know what a wounded spirit is. And we know that we have to be careful that we don't operate in those things and that we don't sit in that place where we are wounded. You know, when our spirit is broken or crushed, we tend to have a negative attitude. We tend to speak negatively. So some characteristics or some things that will allow us to know whether or not we each have a negative spirit are as follows. Or let me do this first. How do we come into a negative, a crushed spirit or a wounded spirit? somebody has said something or done something or spoken something that knocks us flat and we can't get over it. Those words have penetrated our very spirit and are hurtful. And the Proverbs 18:4 says, the words of a man's mouth are deep waters. See, we have to be careful what we say, because although we don't mean to necessarily wound people, our words can cause someone's spirit to be wounded. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. See, we can speak life to someone, or we can speak death to someone. Proverbs 18:6 says, a fool gets into constant fights. His mouth is his undoing. His words endanger him. See, words are very powerful. The tongue can set ablaze. The smallest member can set the body on fire if we don't choose wisely what we say. So we have to make sure of two things. One, that we are not wounding anyone else's spirit with our words, but also that we're not wounding our own spirit. See, because we can wound our own spirit. We have to make sure that as we go along, that we are being careful. See, God desires that we be careful with our words, because our words give life and death. So we have to choose what we say. Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So if our spirit is wounded and crushed, it can make us harsh and brittle. Not just our bones, but our very being, those things that we speak, the tone in which we say things. If we're coming from a place of woundedness, we will tend to wound others. There's a book called Hurt People, Hurt People. And the more wounded we are, the more guarded and more likely we are to wound others. So a wounded spirit can be terminal if we don't figure out, number one, what a wounded spirit is, and number two, if we have a wounded spirit. So how do you know if you're walking around with a wounded spirit? Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it where it is today, but I will leave you with this. Proverbs 18:14 says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? But the NIV really hits home with that. The spirit, the human spirit can endure any physical sickness. That means we can endure anything if it's a physical pain, but a crushed spirit, who can bear it? Back to you, Minister Jackie.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that profound word from the Lord. We will now go before the Lord in prayer, and I will be calling you back shortly after a few announcements. God, we thank you for your mouthpiece today, and we thank you for that great word, for we are all guilty at times of saying things that we should not say. So at this time, God, I ask you to let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight. We thank you for your mouthpiece today. We thank you for the pouring out of her heart and her transparency. God, we look forward to the conclusion of this message, but we ask you to pour back into her the virtues that she has given to us, that she has poured into us, and fill her up, Lord, and bring her back, and let her give us that word which you want us to know and for us to live by. God, we thank you for our leaders of this call and their obedience to you to start this call, that we can come together each and every morning to worship you, to hear your word, and to strengthen our souls with that word. We thank you for Pastor P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa for their obedience, and not only their obedience, but for their being a living testimony to us. God, we thank you for Artists International that provided this platform that we can come together each and every morning. And we ask your continued blessings over this company. God, we know that you are expanding its territories and that it will hold its place as the number one company in the world and bringing along with it and pouring unto us, the distributors, its wealth and its wisdom. God, we thank you that you are healing those that are not feeling quite right in their bodies, but we know that through your words, that your stripes, we are healed, that through your stripes, we are healed. And we're asking you and your blessings to give peace over those that have loved ones to transition. For to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. So God, help us to understand that. Heal our hearts and give us that peace that only you can give. And God, we ask you to continue to watch over the TMC family. Keep us all strong and abound in your name, Lord. Grow us, and God, give us that boldness to go out into the world and speak your word and draw others unto you. God, we thank you for each and every wonderful work that you are doing in our lives. We ask your continued blessings, and we thank you, God, in your precious name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And Master's Call family, I'd like to remind you of the Artist Extravaganza. We have 3 more days for preparations, and I'd like to tell you, it ain't over till it's over. So if you have not made your preparations, you still have time to meet us in Los Angeles, California at the Sheraton Gateway Hotel for a God-anointed gathering. And we look forward to God showing up and showing out in our Sunday morning services. So if you are willing to serve at those services, please contact Pastor Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Terrell, as soon as possible and let them know that you are a willing worker and willing to serve during our services on that Sunday. You may go to your back office to register and contact the hotel directly for your reservations. And for the playback of this wonderful, wonderful call, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085 to listen to this playback of this message today. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And remember, immediately after this call is our new morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. So again, I'd like to thank Minister Willa for opening us up in a powerful prayer and seating and greeting everyone in our telecommunications sanctuary, and Minister Kai for that great, great anointed blessing straight from the throne room. Now, Minister Kai, would you please come back and close us out with our benediction?
Yes, I will, Minister Jackie. And again, Minister Jackie, thank you for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father, we thank you for this time and the word that you've brought forth, O Heavenly Father. Father, we desire to be healed, whole, and healthy, not walking around with a wounded spirit. Lord, reveal to us whether or not we are being led by your Holy Spirit or by our wounds. Father, we ask you right now, we submit and surrender it all to you. Father, and as we leave this call but never your presence, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, simply because you are God all by yourself. Lord, we love you, we magnify you, and we lift you up, and we seal this prayer in the blood of the Lamb. And we say amen, amen, and amen. So each of you go out and be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace and show each other some Jesus joy. We love you and look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.